Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 6 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $2.99 each. Then get flavorful large avocados for 99 cents each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I can speak?
Yes.
Can you put your microphone in front of your face so people can hear you speak?
My microphone in front of... Oh, which one?
That one, above your head.
This one?
That one. Oh.
Hey!
There you are.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, buddy.
Ooh, brighter.
I know.
Love that.
It's really weird. Look at these cameras. Hold on.
It's two guys with a spoon. Just a bowl and a spoon.
Sounds like farting.
The review is cereals for you. What is Scott gonna say? What's Andrew gonna say?
Okay.
Will their cereals be good or just okay? It's two guys with a spoon. Just a bowl and a spoon. They'll be arguing about breakfast food.
Yep, I'll just stop it again.
Okay.
What's up, buddy?
Not much.
Look at these cameras.
They are schnazzy, as the kids might say. They're a little
fishbowly. Can we take that out?
What?
Schnazzy, as the kids might say?
Schnazzy.
No, they would say it's bussin'.
You're not allowed to ever say that word in my presence, ever.
Okay, but schnazzy is not... First of all, it's snazzy.
No, it's schnazzy.
What's today?
Today is... Hold on, let me turn this a little bit.
It's Monday!
Yay!
June!
Oh, it's brighter 21st. Over here. Okay, I like this better.
It's Monday, June 21st. This is Serial Killers, episode 184. Welcome aboard.
Yeah, I love this angle because you can really see what Scott's done to the place in my absence over COVID. Take a look at what used to be my desk. All of this used to be my desk. Only if you're watching on YouTube, I guess you can see it. But Scott has basically become AMC hoarder status.
AMC TLC.
I thought it was AMC.
American
or is it
Movie
A&E?
American Movie Classics? No, it's TLC.
But it's on
Stop
A&E.
Thinking. Stop
no,
thinking.
No, it's on A&E because it's
thinking.
On the Intervention Channel.
All right, that's cool. Well, okay, it's all of this.
A&E hoarder status. Boxes everywhere, crap from a year and a half ago.
Okay, you put the Elvis Duran 25th anniversary shirts there. That's the bag the milk
You're
just came in.
You're supposed to send them out.
I sent out all the ones I was supposed to send out. That Vitacost box just came yesterday, and we accidentally opened it, and Elvis is mad, and I have to send it to him.
Okay.
And the box underneath it is, it's a cereal for today.
If I wanted to sit at my desk right now, how could I?
You could not.
Exactly.
Well, you know, you're not here, so if you come back here, I'd be happy to clean it up.
Okay.
This is Serial Killers. Let's talk about cereal.
Yay.
How about a brand new one, Andrew?
Sure.
Your favorite flavor of Chex would be?
I don't know
what kind they have.
I like regular.
What's regular?
Just corn.
Oh, corn Chex. Okay.
I love corn Chex.
All right, that's not regular.
I ate that whole box.
That's corn. That's a flavor.
That's corn. Oh, that's corn. I'm Scott. That's corn.
New one just came out, Andrew.
Well, that's corn.
A new one just came out, Andrew. It's one that you thought they had, but they never did. It's in a green box, which also corn is in, but this is a different green. Green. What do you associate with the green color? In Flavor Town.
Frosted?
No, let me just get it.
Christmas?
No. It's Holiday. A lime green box.
Oh, God. Key lime pie? Oh.
No, it's apples. It's apple cinnamon. Chex. Isn't that sweet?
Yeah, I'm excited. This is going to be good.
Yeah, and look, Chrissy Teigen's on the back with a Chex Mix recipe
okay.
to make with this, and it looks delicious.
Is Chrissy Teigen still canceled? Can we still mention
her? No, well, she's been pre-printed on the checks box, so she's good to go for a while.
So maybe this could be a collector's item if she's still canceled by the time this airs.
Yeah, well, she and
John Legend?
John Legend have been on the checks boxes since, like, the holidays.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We're probably going to get some randos being like, I hate Chrissy Teigen. Sorry. I met her once. She was wonderful.
Yeah.
Not saying that my one experience, you know, is her entire personality, but...
Oh, Andrew, do you know who makes checks?
General Mills.
I heard some wonderful news about General Mills.
General Mills, yeah. Kellogg's, Post, all of our friends. Guess who did their job? This guy.
You got us
I'm pointing to me, if you're listening.
You got us on the Kellogg's list, too?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. They sent me their PR contact, and we're like, just reach out to them. They'll send you some stuff.
Well, so far, we've gotten nothing. So I'm glad that you're doing things, but let's wait and see.
Dude, this is literally 2 days ago. This is going to air 2 weeks from now, so it's going to sound like I didn't do anything for 2 weeks. I told you this 2 days ago. Don't be that person. It's corn. I'm Scott. It's corn.
Andrew forgot to bring milk like I requested, so he just went down to the corner little store.
Oh, for a second, I thought you had milk, and I was about to, like, I would have... Shut the cameras off.
You paid how much for this?
$6.
That's insane.
It is insane. How much does milk usually cost? I feel like $3 is a lot.
Well, if you get a half gallon of just regular old milk, it'd be about $3. This in a normal store is probably about $4.99.
I almost got the Farmland one, but the problem is it was like a little wet.
Farmland. Dairy, yeah.
Farmland.
This one's wet as well. Stop making fun of the way I speak, Andrew. It's not becoming.
It's not becoming, but you're the one who's able to be like, excuse me, it said almond.
2%.
I'm Scott, pinky up.
2% organic milk. Let's check this out.
It smells great.
I was excited for it when I saw the picture.
This smells delicious. Mmm!
Again, it smells and tastes just like Quaker Oats, apple cinnamon, instant oatmeal.
Can I see the box?
Yeah. Does that mean you're going to take it?
Yep. Thank you. This was... A treat. I give this 5 bowls.
Really?
I love this.
So fast.
Yeah.
This is a cereal that our executive producer, Diamond, could eat because it's gluten-free.
I'm going to tell you something. No apple pieces are in this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yet, it has such a great apple taste.
That's really the cinnamon, I think, that you're tasting.
I love it. This is so good. I cannot recommend this highly enough.
Mm.
5 bowls.
I'm
seriously
going to go 4 bowls and a spoon.
Mm.
It's really good. But I reserve my 5-bowl cereals for cereals that are actually 5 bowls.
Okay.
Who are all these people walking in? Why are there so many people here? What is going on right now?
It's a tour, I guess.
No, we're not doing tours now.
It's a tier.
Okay. Now I'm thrown off.
Are you serious?
I have to be completely honest with you, Andrew.
What?
I'm going to tell you, because you're like, everything. But I'm not prepared for this episode. And the guy that says, why aren't you ever prepared? I'm sorry. I'm not prepared. You came in. I was still working. I don't even have the cereals picked for this episode.
Okay.
I apologize. That's all. We're going to keep going. I mean, I have more cereal. I just didn't put them all. Usually I line them up and I know what we're going to do in each episode. So
I'm enjoying the on-the-fly-ness. It's better than you sitting there and giving, you know, an old stoop story. Well, you know, back in the 80s, this was all the rave. You don't know rave?
That used to be hairspray in the 80s.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
My mom still uses Aquanet.
Plus, I believe it's all the rage anyway.
Whatever.
My favorite Chex is chocolate Chex.
I have to say, outside of corn cereal, I'm really enjoying this apple cinnamon one.
All right, entertain the troops for 1 second. I'm going to go back to that box there, and that's what we're going to do next.
Okay.
It might, well, you'll see.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. That was my Marilyn Monroe. Did you like it?
I loved it.
Happy birthday, Mr. President.
Okay. So about a week or so ago, somebody, a kind soul, reached out to us on Instagram and said, hey, ever heard of this cereal? You ever tried it? And I said, no. We would love to try it. It's their company.
How nice.
Look how cute their family is.
Aww.
Right? So it's Three Wishes cereal. And
I'm just going to ask you flat out. Can I see their picture really quick?
Sure.
Oh, I guess, yeah, I can see it on the camera. They look like a lovely family. Is this a bean cereal?
I haven't done much reading about it yet.
Okay.
However, it is one of those, you know, online type cereals.
Okay.
I told them I would love to give them a shot. I said, thank you so much, but please, please don't be mad if we don't like it.
And what did she say?
She said, okay, I won't be mad, but you will like it. It even says on the back, pretty good for a healthy cereal, huh? Best wishes.
All right, I'm willing to give this a chance, and I am sorry to this family if I am not a fan of it.
So they sent us Fruity 3 Wishes.
Okay.
And Cocoa 3 Wishes.
Okay.
Which one would you like to try first?
Let's do chocolate.
Okay. It's a grain-free cereal, more protein, less sugar, gluten-free.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
Can I just look at the ingredients? Chickpea, tapioca, pea protein, organic cane sugar, cocoa, natural flavors, salt, and here's the kicker, Andrew.
Beans.
Monk fruit. Now.
What is the family called? What are their names?
They're on the box here.
Okay.
Three Wishes. The Wishingrads.
That's their last name?
Yep, they're even there. Look, they're on the box, too.
The Wishingrads?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm really going to give you guys a chance.
I want to like it so bad.
I want to like it so bad,
too. But you
too.
Know our history with peas and monk fruit.
And beans.
Yeah, but can I give you a little guess of what this is going to be? It's going to be great at first.
Yeah.
Then it's going to go to hell.
I know.
But we'll see.
Honestly, though, let's give a quick round of applause to a family of entrepreneurs, though.
Right?
It's not easy, especially during these times. And you guys went out and made a cereal.
And what a good-looking family, too.
Yeah, regardless of how this tastes, I salute you guys and congratulate you because you guys are awesome.
It looks like there's also honey and unsweetened.
Unsweetened?
Thank you for not sending us the unsweetened one.
Yeah. What would an unsweetened cereal be?
Just nothing.
Just
I kind of like Cheerio-ish, I guess.
Yeah,
right?
I guess.
I don't want to be rude. I don't want to be rude.
Either.
I will do my best to not be rude.
Same.
Ready, Andrew?
One, two, three.
I will say, as far as these type cereal go, this one is not the worst.
I completely agree with you.
And I'm just waiting for that taste to kick in.
Yeah. And it hasn't hit yet.
Slightly, ever so slightly. Because it's the ones that stevia that really kick your ass.
Yeah.
This one with the monk fruit, it's okay. And I believe it's because there's also actual cane sugar in it.
Mm.
So it's not horrendous.
I completely agree.
Let me test the milk. Good cocoa taste.
Yeah, I will say usually like the bean cereals, it goes sour real quick.
Yeah.
It's not great. This doesn't go that way. And so, you know what? I'm going to give you guys two bowls and a spoon.
And the cocoa flavoring has actually stayed on the cereal pieces.
So true.
Look, there's just a little hint of cardboard at the end.
Yeah.
But for a healthier cereal, it's not terrible. I'll give it three bowls.
Yeah. This is probably the best healthy cereal I've had. And I'm actually looking forward to the fruity one.
And I didn't spit it on the window.
So true. Wow.
And the fruity one, same type of stuff. Chickpea, tapioca, pea protein, organic cane sugar, natural flavors, vegetable juice for color,
okay.
And there's the dreaded monk fruit.
Have you ever had like a monk fruit?
I don't even know what a monk fruit looks like.
I don't either.
I have no idea. Is
Am
it
I
even a thing?
Can you Google it on my phone?
Can you buy it in the supermarket and eat it?
Where did I put my phone?
I don't know.
Oh God.
A millennial without it. You know what? I noticed you hadn't looked at your phone this whole time.
Wow, and I've been so connected to the episode.
Right. They say good things come in threes.
Oh, I got no text messages.
As luck would have it, so do we. Our family of three wished for a cereal that everyone in the house could love. Imagine a tasty cereal that's high in protein, low in sugar, with healthier ingredients. Until now, most cereals have been made from grains. We had a different vision. One that uses nutrient-rich, plant-based ingredients and nothing else. Although it took a little more than just wishing, the cereal of our dreams is here. Andrew, do you want to start your day with three wishes?
Sure. Do you want me to name them?
I guess.
They don't come true.
You wish you weren't here right now. That's one.
No, I wish I was here.
No.
Oh, wow. It came true. I don't have two others.
Okay. This is probably colored with like beets, you know, beet juice.
Honestly, whenever I've done a juice cleanse, the beet one always is the worst. It's just so gritty. Like, have I come across a good beet? Yeah, maybe in a salad, but
I don't like beets.
Yeah.
They taste like dirt, right?
Yeah, they're pretty
earthy.
Rugged?
Earthy.
Like yeah, earthy taste. Yeah. Let's go with that.
All right, so this one is supposed to be fruity. Let's see.
Thank you.
Yep.
Okay, I'm liking the smell. That's a really good start.
I just smell milk. All right, here
okay.
we go. It's fruity. I mean, it's not Fruit Loopy, but it's fruity-ish.
I got to tell you, don't hate that. Actually like that.
Hmm.
I'm going to give this three bowls.
It does have a good fruity flavor.
Yeah. It again, it's so interesting to eat this, knowing that we've had like egg white cereal, other bean cereals that are just disastrous.
Right.
This actually has some flavor. It's nice.
I will go three bowls on it as well.
Good job.
Thank you, Wishing Grads.
Yeah, seriously.
We'll try the honey one too if you want to send it.
I will eat the honey one in 2 seconds. I love honey.
But don't send the unsweetened.
Yeah. Don't do that.
We could do without that.
We want to give you guys good reviews.
Yeah, exactly. Or crap if it's crap. You know, that's what we do.
Yeah, but they're not going to want us to pan a cereal.
Right, but we are a truthful episode podcast.
Yes, agreed.
What?
However,
we're a truthful podcast.
What?
We're a truthful podcast. We cannot be bought, Andrew.
Yeah, no. We've always said that.
That's right. So if you send us cereal, we appreciate it, but if it's crap, we'll say it's crap. And I mean, I guess even if we took advertising from cereal companies, we would still review the cereal truthfully.
Yeah.
I mean, they would stop advertising with us, but we would have to say—
It's not advertising if they're giving it to us for free.
No, but I'm saying if we actually had a sponsor, like if General Mills was like,
oh yeah,
you know what, guys? Yeah.
Love it.
We're going to pay you. Yeah. So here's some JoJo Siwa cereal. Tell us how it is. Wink. You know what I mean? Oh, that's on the way, by the way.
The flavor will come back to you like a boomerang. Here's JoJo Siwa cereal.
On the way, by the way, in the next week or two or three, as soon as it comes our way. All right,
and
Andrew.
And Team Cheerios. Yay! Huh?
Team Cheerios, yes, coming. Lots of things coming. And in the next episode.
Oh, you're not playing your jingle?
God, Andrew.
Huh. I kind of like this new angle of you.
Oh, why? I don't look as heavy?
No, I'm saying it makes it look, you get the whole cereal museum. People can, I feel like they're in the studio with you.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it the 4DK camera?
It's the 4K.
Yeah, I can't
find
it.
They can see this nice pimple I have here, this one over here. It's great. Ever since it always happens at the beginning of summer. I get like a heat blister pimple on the side of my head.
That's so hot.
On the next Serial Killers.
Yeah, on the next Serial Killers, it'll be a chocolate-dipped flake. That's all I'm going to say. Oh, that stupid thing is still playing, which is going to mess the audio up. But it's a chocolate-dipped flake.
Okay.
So, you'll see. Thank you for listening to this episode of Serial Killers. Have a great week. I think you might have a bowl chat on Wednesday. I don't know.
You're getting a bowl chat on Wednesday. Woo!
No, maybe just listen and find out, because you might not.
No, you are. Yeah! Woo!
Okay, thanks for listening to Serial Killers. Have a great
bowl
week.
Bowl chat every week. Woo!
No.
Please now that we have these cameras, we can do them.
Please follow us on all social platforms at SerialKillersPC. Yes, no dot. Why do I keep doing the dot?
And dot yes?
No.
What is this?
No. Follow us on all social at SerialKillersPC. Period. That's it. That's the end of the sentence, so I said period.
Follow us on SerialKillersPC, yes.
And do all the other things.
And listen to us wherever you're listening to your podcast. Make sure you leave us a review. We love reading your reviews. I love reading your reviews. Your reviews are always so nice to me. I feel bad for Scott.
He loves reading them when they're not nice to me.
And listen, there's been an onslaught of nice ones to him. So I've been loving it.
Well, I'm trying to improve myself, Andrew.
Yeah.
So doing the best
I can.
It's
truly showing.
See you next week, everybody. Thanks for listening. Until then, say crunch, Andrew.
Crunch!
Crunch! What's your second wish?
I don't have one.
Third?
I don't have one.
Life is just so great, you have no wishes?
Yeah, I don't. What would I wish for right now?
Must be nice.
I wish for more wishes.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.